this chat. May I get a motion to return to regular session?
I move to return to regular session.
May I get a second?
Second.
The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. The board will now return to regular session. The public may comment on action items. Public comment is limited to 2 minutes per individual. Are there any comments from the members of the public? Are there any comments from the board members? May I get a motion to authorize special counsel to proceed with filing an appeal?
Madam President, I move for special counsel to file for appeal.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Prophet. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
No.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. Discussion and consideration of approval of application for operation of Type 3 charter, conversation of existing schools. Are there any comments from members of the public? Are there any comments from board members?
Mr. Stroder, would you specifically explain what this is exactly?
Yes.
It's discussions for Type 3 conversion.
Yes, so there's a process. There's a process that we have to follow. I think my mic's cutting in and out. You want to explain the process,
sure.
Brandon?
So we initiated this process probably several weeks ago at this point. Bulletin 126 provides for how a school district can authorize either a Type 1 or a Type 3 charter school, which is the same process for both the 1 and the 3. We put out a schedule that was posted on our website to receive applications from interested operators or providers of charter schools to submit a proposal to Baker to operate what we deemed the conversion of Park Ridge Academic Academy, which is now a merged school with Baker Heights and Baker Elementary. So the application that would have been submitted by the potential applicants would have been for the conversion of an existing school to a charter school. Following that time period of receiving applications, the application period was then closed, and then following the closure of the application period, it was sent to a third-party evaluator, Ms. Blunchy, who then reviewed the application and has provided a rubric of her findings and recommendation at the end of the board packet item that you have. So this evening, what you'll be voting on is whether or not to approve the City of Baker School District to enter into a charter contract for the conversion of Park Ridge Academic Academy. Is it Academic Heights? Park Ridge Academy.
Okay.
And Baker High School.
And Baker High School. Forgot to include Baker High School. So Baker High School is also part of the Rickline School. Sorry, we just left the whole conversation on Baker
We did have it reviewed. We had it reviewed by a third party evaluator.
Right,
that evaluator's review is attached. So there's two documents in there. There's a final recommendation by the evaluator, which is to accept the application, and then she also included her rubric.
And the third-party evaluator is a requirement of state law. Yes. She's been reviewing applications for charter schools for, I want to say, about 15, maybe 20 years now. It's been at least 10, mm-hmm. if not closer to 15. So she's an experienced independent evaluator of charter applications. Are there any other questions about the process? So for purposes of what we're asking you guys to consider this evening is the approval of the application, a charter contract will still need to be developed and negotiated between the selected operator and the school district. And then once that contract is approved, then the operation or the conversion will then take place.
It's approving the application.
May I get a motion for approval of application for operation of Type 3 charter conversion of existing schools?
I so move.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Joseph and a second by Ms. Burgess. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Proffitt?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. Date of next meeting is June 3rd, 2025. May I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Joseph. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Proffitt?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The meeting is now adjourned. I need some hot water. Hot water.
Can you see? Oh.